absolutely just bang, bang, bang all the way through.
You know, all I want to do now is watch that.
Spoiler, the show which reviews movies, books and TV shows in their entirety. Twists, endings and all.
I don't think it's a bad ending at all, no.
Without fear of spoilers.
So you were just happy it ended.
Each show is dedicated to just one subject, so we can delve deeper behind the screen or the page.
It might be the geekiest book ever written.
This producer who's made up new lies.
That was also a joke. How can I get out of this sentence?
Join me, Paul Tyler, with Andy Goulding.
Sorry, I've got quite angry about that.
And Rachel Burnett.
I love the jiggly bottoms of the lady.
Alternate Thursdays at 10 p.m. Repeated on Saturdays at 11 p.m. It's fun for all the family, right?
Siren 107.3 FM. Siren.
The 21st of March 2018, 9 p.m. You're listening to Siren Radio, and this is Legends. We've been away for almost 2 months, but it's great to be back tonight as we pay tribute to the one, the only, Buddy Holly.
Siren Radio.
Siren Radio. Where the music you love lives.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt of loving. All your hugs and kisses and money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio. Every week we take a different legend of the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week we pay tribute to the one, the only, 1950s rock and roll icon, Mr. Buddy Holly. And you can give your thoughts throughout tonight's show by texting us on 07 97 800 716. That's 07 97 800 716. You can also tweet the show at Siren FM, our revitalised Facebook page, Siren Radio, or the old-fashioned way, email studio@sirenonline.co.uk. Wow, if Buddy Holly was hearing us now talking about emails being the old-fashioned way, I wonder what he'd have to say about that. The track that kicked off our show this evening, That'll Be The Day, is one of Buddy Holly's most well-known hits. The story behind the classic lyrics goes that Holly had been kicking around his home in Lubbock, Texas, trying to write a hit song for his small rockabilly band since he had attended an Elvis Presley gig at his high school sometime in 1955. His band in those days consisted of him on lead vocals and guitar, Jerry Allison on the drums, and Joe B. Maudlin on upright bass. He and Jerry decided to get together and go see The Searchers, a Western movie starring John Wayne. In the movie, Wayne keeps replying that that'll be the day every time another character in the film predicts or proclaims something will happen when he felt like it's not likely to happen. The phrase stuck in Jerry's mind, and when they were hanging out at Jerry's house one night, Buddy looked at Jerry and said that it sure would be nice if they could record a hit song. Jerry replied with, "That'll be the day," mocking John Wayne in the Western. Holly and his band, The Three Tunes, recorded this in Nashville in 1956, but Decca Records didn't like the result and refused to release it. A year later, Holly re-recorded it with the Crickets in a studio in Clovis, New Mexico, owned by his new producer, Norman Petty. Backup vocalists were brought in and the key was lowered to fit Holly's voice a little bit better. And this version became a huge hit, as you know, and made Holly a star that summer, hitting number one in the UK and the US. So, he had one worldwide hit on his hands. What did Buddy Holly do next? Well, he went after another one.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. Not Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Kelly. Peggy Sue, oh how my heart yearns for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh well I love you, gal, yes I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh.
Holly wrote this track about Peggy Sue Guerin, who was dating Holly's drummer with the Crickets, Jerry Allison, at the time. Holly was not involved with Peggy Sue, but liked the name for the song. Allison and Peggy Sue eventually got married, but unfortunately divorced 11 years later. At first, Holly was going to call this Cindy Lou, and Jerry Allison asked if the name could be changed as a favour for him. I think he just sort of thought, you know what, no one's really going to hear this outside of Texas anyway, and it would really mean that he got some brownie points behind him for Jerry. But Buddy had no problem with the name change and went along with it. Allison, the drummer, had trouble keeping with the beat when they recorded this, though, and the song was written in a cha-cha time. The engineer came on the mic and told Jerry, "If you don't get it right in the next take, we're going to change the name back to Cindy Lou." And Jerry thought that the guy might not be kidding, so he asked for a few more minutes to go through some exercises. He did just that, and as they were going through the new warm-up, the beat to the song was changed from cha-cha to Jerry's new beat that was merely a part of his warm-up routine for the high school band. Buddy began to change the guitar licks to fit the beat, and the new rhythm developed right there, organically, on the spot that day in the studio. Peggy Sue, the name, has been mentioned in the very many lyrics for several songs, including Splish Splash by Bobby Darin, and Barbara Ann by The Regents and later The Beach Boys. And there was a really cool story about their hometown, Lubbock, Texas. In 2001, September, 48,000 people tried to get into the Guinness Book of World Records by singing this at the Texas Tech New Mexico football game. And I love the idea that they tried to do that for what would have been Buddy Holly's 65th birthday. A great story indeed. What's even greater is that this single also had a fantastic B-side. Let's take a listen. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio.
The new Siren Radio.
107.3.
Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Every day it's getting faster, everyone said go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Every day seems a little longer, every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way.
This upbeat song finds Holly in a hopeful mindset, sure that he will soon land the girl of his dreams. He recorded the song in May 1957 with the Crickets at Norman Petty Studios in New Mexico. This is listed as being written by Charles Hardin and Norman Petty, but the Holly fanatics out there may notice that Charles Hardin is actually Holly himself. His real name was Charles Hardin Holly. Holly's version of this song never charted, but two others did. In 1972, John Denver took it to number 81 on the US Billboard chart, and then in 1985, James Taylor made number 61 with his cover. I'm honestly surprised that this track wasn't put on an A-side single of its own. An incredibly catchy tune and one of my favourites of Buddy Holly's discography. One thing that I have noticed in my preparation and planning for tonight's episode, though, is that Holly's backlog of songs, as was the norm in the 1950s, his songs are extremely short. In fact, the longest song that you will hear this evening is 2 minutes and 48 seconds long. Oh, I'm going to be talking a lot tonight. Oh, boy.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling, and you can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right, and I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Everything right, I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me.
Written by Sonny West, Bill Tyman and Norman Petty. Petty was Holly's producer and owned the studio where this was recorded. Holly and the Crickets performed this on their second and final Ed Sullivan Show appearance on January 26, 1958. Sullivan was not happy with the song selection, as he considered it too raunchy, but well, at least for the time, but Holly insisted on performing it. Possibly in retaliation, Sullivan introduced him as Buddy Hollett, and Holly can be seen trying to turn up his guitar, which had been set to low. While most musical guests were given two songs, Holly just got the one. So there was a little bit of suspicion there that there may be some backhanded play going on. This is another of Buddy's tracks that had a very popular B-side. So let's flip it over now. Not Fade Away, Buddy Holly. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio.
You know my love and not fade away.
Cadillac. I try to show it and you're driving me back. Your love for me got to be real for you to know just how I feel. A love for real, not fade away.
Until the end of his career, Holly recorded with his group, The Crickets, but he set up a deal with their record company, Decca Records, to release some songs under his name and have others credited to the group. This was credited to The Crickets and released on the Brunswick subsidiary. Songs credited to Buddy Holly came out on Coral Records. Some claim that this song did as much for establishing the Bo Diddley beat as its namesake did. And a fun fact for you that you may not know about this track is that drummer Jerry Allison played a cardboard box for percussion on this. He'd heard Buddy Knox's drummer do the same on Party Doll. So if you didn't know that, go back and listen to the track at some point. It's really interesting once you know that he's actually playing it on a cardboard box for percussion. I just think that's really cool. A cover was released by the band Rush as their debut single in 1973. And also, a few years ago, Florence and the Machine recorded a new version of the song for the Buddy Holly tribute album, Rave On Buddy Holly, which was issued for the 75th anniversary of Holly's birth. Florence Welsh had a transformative moment when her grandmother took her to see the movie The Buddy Holly Story when she was a kid, and Welsh was happy to contribute to the tribute, recording the song in New Orleans with local musicians. A great story indeed, and an artist that was inspired by Mr. Buddy Holly, and an artist that you may not even think of. That's the great thing about some of these artists that we pay tribute to from back in the 50s and 60s. They're still having influence on the music scene today.
The Midweek Drive on Siren FM 107.3.
Are you there? Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
This is who we are.
Coffee House Hermits from Lincoln, England. We're all travellers in space and time.
With strange characters.
And it's the one with the nose.
I absolutely love her.
And surprises galore.
A free concert. Think of it as being sung to by Elvis Presley.
Unusual discussion topics.
Why would you want to give every child a water pistol? It was a bit like choosing between kittens and babies.
That will make your ribs soar.
You have really done your homework.
That's what we call show business.
Join the Midweek Drive team every Wednesday from 5 till 7 on Siren FM 107.3.
Oh, little things you say and do. I
written by Sonny West, Bill Tallman and Norman Petty, recorded in January 1958 at Petty's New Mexico studio, where, as we say, Holly laid down most of his biggest hits. Petty wanted to give it to another act, but Holly protested and persuaded the songwriters to let him record it. And it's a good job he did, because it became arguably one of his top five best releases of all time, peaking at number five on the UK singles chart and just creeping in to the top 40 in the US. If you're tuning in to Legends on Siren Radio today for the first time, hello. I've been away for a few weeks, nearly 2 months actually, so it's been a while since I've been here on your Wednesday night, live and in person. But you know what, we're getting back into the swing of things now, and every week we pay tribute to a different artist of the music industry, a legend of the music industry. We've paid tribute to about... going on 60 or 70 artists. So you know what? If you can think of a music artist that you want to hear, we've probably already done it. And if you go to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes, that's www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com, they're all on there. So you can find every single episode of this show, all 60-odd of them, on there. Or you can find it on Siren Radio's online catch-up service, yes, the podcast page on our website, www.sirenonline.co.uk. I'm here until 10 o'clock this evening for Legends on Siren Radio.
Hi, I'm Jim Broadbent, you're listening to Siren Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Zane Lowe and you're listening to Siren FM.
Hello, this is Calvin Harris doing a drop for Siren FM. How are you doing?
Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Tune into the New Music Review every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 till 8pm.
Join Theo Osborne and me, Nathan Speller, in the studio as we look at the week's new music releases.
Only on Siren Radio.
Siren 107.3.
Credited to the Cricket, the 1958 release, Think It Over reached number 27 on the Billboard chart and number 11 in the UK. Producer Norman Petty's wife, Viv Petty, played piano on the recording as well. Like many of Holly's songs, it's one that has been covered by many artists over the past 50 years, including Bobby V, the Hollies, Skeeter Davis, Gloria Lynn, PJ Proby, and Ringo Starr. You know, that list just there has given me a few ideas for future episodes of Legends on Siren Radio. I absolutely love PJ Proby. That's definitely going to be one to add to the list for certain.
This is Siren Radio 107.3.
One, two, two.
There you go, baby. Here am I. Oh, well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Oh, well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. And baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
Siren Radio.
The sun is out, the sky is blue, there's not a cloud to spoil the view, but it's raining, raining in my heart. The weatherman says clear today, he doesn't know you've gone away, and it's raining, raining in my heart. Oh, misery, misery. What's gonna become of me? I tell my blues they mustn't show, but soon these tears are bound to flow, 'cause it's raining, raining in my heart. But it's raining, raining in my heart. It's raining, raining in my heart. Oh, misery, misery. What's gonna become of me? I tell my blues
they mustn't show. But soon these tears are bound to flow, 'cause it's raining, raining in my heart, raining in my heart, raining in my heart.
It Doesn't Matter Anymore, followed by its B-side, Raining in My Heart. For the first track, and the second one actually, Holly is coping with a breakup, telling a girl that she doesn't matter anymore since it's all over between them. He recorded the song on October 21st, 1958 in New York City, and it was his last recording session as he died in a plane crash on February 3rd, 1959. Released in January 1959, the song peaked on the Hot 100 at 13 in that March. And it's kind of, the second song is kind of a follow-up to it in a way, in that he goes from being, saying basically that he's coping with a breakup and she doesn't matter anymore, to really struggling with it. It's really beautiful lyricism there from Buddy Holly. So in the UK, the song was released after Holly's death and rose to number one that April, his only chart topper over this side of the pond. Paul Anka wrote this song specifically for Holly. Like Holly, Anka was one of the few young singers who was writing his own songs. And in the late 50s, Anka was still a teenager and extremely prolific. He was also very business savvy with his own publishing company, so having an artist of Holly's stature could pay off nicely for him. This was one of the first Holly recordings to use string arrangements to highlight its vocals, and Paul Anka donated his royalties from the song to Holly's wife. He said, "It Doesn't Matter Anymore was a tragic irony about it, has a tragic irony about it now, but at least it will help look after Buddy Holly's family. I'm giving my composer royalty to his widow. It's the least I can do." How amazing's that? You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio. Tonight we pay tribute to the incomparable Buddy Holly.
This is Siren FM.
The Rock Train, leaving the station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train, no tracks are too heavy.
Please don't tell, no, 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 don't say that I told you so. I just heard a rumor from a friend. I don't say that it's true, I'll just leave that up to you. If you don't believe, I'll understand.
Understand.
You recall a girl that's been in nearly every song. This is what I heard. Of course, the story could be wrong. She's the one I've been told. Though she's wearing a band of gold. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. Told, though she's wearing a band of gold.
geese who got married not long ago. Peggy Sue got married not long ago.
Buddy Holly recorded this alone on acoustic guitar in his New York City apartment, along with Crying, Waiting, Hoping, That's What They Say, and What to Do, Learning the Game, and That Makes It Tough, which would be his last ever songs. After his tragic death, these recordings were overdubbed and became the Holly songs that we know today. To think that that's just a demo, and then suddenly they're able to create it into this wonderful masterpiece of a song where we know no difference, it's incredible. In this song, Holly finds out that the girl from his 1957 hit, Peggy Sue, has gotten married. It was one of the first sequels of the rock era. This song provided the title for the 1986 movie, Peggy Sue Got Married, starring Kathleen Turner and Nicolas Cage. In the movie, and Holly's demo version with just his voice and acoustic guitar was used. When producer Jack Hansen augmented Holly's demo of this tune and made a hit out of it, it was the first instance of an entirely new, unheard song being completed and released after a star's death. Later instances of songs of deceased acts have been revived and completed, include tunes by The Beatles, The Carpenters, The Doors, Bob Marley, Charlie Packer, Frank Sinatra, Tupac, Hank Williams, and even Michael Jackson just 10 years ago. We've still got a couple more tracks to come from Buddy Holly, but we are going to carry on for the evening. We've still got about 15 minutes left until I leave you this evening. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio.
I'm just sitting here reminiscing, wondering who you've been kissing, baby. Oh, oh, baby. I've been wandering all around. There must be a new guy in town. You don't love me anymore. I'll get over you too, baby. Although my heart's still sore. Well, you know my heart's still sore. To the junk man, my heart you sold. You're a cheater and a mean mistreater. When I think of all the fun we had, kinda makes me feel so sad. I'm lonely for your love and the longest day I live. It's only you that I'll be thinking of. You know I'm thinking of. Well, it's you I'm thinking of.
Find us on Facebook. Just search for Siren Radio Lincoln.
Siren. Take a ring from me. won't you come to my house back at home? Take my baby on the way from home. Love that photo where you been. Up your house and gone again. Sunday hat. Boat in the car and nanny goat to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat.
You just listened to the blues and rock and roll classic Bo Diddley, and before that, Reminiscing. We're paying tribute to the legend that is Buddy Holly tonight for Legends on Siren Radio, where each and every week we take a different legend from the music industry and dive into their discography, playing their greatest hits and telling the stories behind the tracks. We are coming towards the end of tonight's show as we paid tribute to Buddy Holly, but that there's still a few more to go. A rare cover by Holly there, who was a well-known as one of the only artists at the time to write original songs. Bo Diddley, named after its original singer, is a great track, and Buddy did a fantastic rendition of it. Like I say, still a couple more Buddy tracks to go, so let's keep it on moving.
Tune into Brunch Time with me, Liam O'Dell, for some great music and fun on a Saturday morning. Catch up on the weird and wonderful news you might have missed from the past week, find out what happened to famous one-hit wonders and what they're up to today, and alongside the latest entertainment and sports news, I give a sarcastic look at the weather over the next week. Lovely. So if you fancy something fun and slightly quirky, tune in to Brunch Time, Saturdays 10 till 12 on Siren 107.3 FM and sirenonline.co.uk.
Siren 107.3 FM.
Siren 107.3.
Formula Tom is back for a brand new series this year. Meet Tom Cairns and the team will deliver the Formula One news right over the course of the 2018 campaign. You can listen to us live on every Tuesday evening from 8 p.m. on Siren Radio 107.3.
You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio. My name's Kai Valentine, and tonight we've been paying tribute to the one, the only, Buddy Holly for Legends on Siren Radio. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can also find me on Twitter at KaiJ Valentine, the show on Twitter at Siren Legends, or on Facebook www.facebook.com/SirenLegends. It's been a great show tonight. I've been away for a few weeks. I hope you've if there has been any rust in the joints, I hope that it's been taken out, shall we say, and that it's been an enjoyable show for you as it has been for me. And let's take a look at the schedule. What's coming up on Siren Radio tomorrow? Because tonight we're going to be continuing on with the classic rock show from 10 o'clock with Sue Hill. Make sure that you stay tuned for that. She's waiting in the wings, ready to come into the studio and party with you all with some classic rock hits. We got non-stop music then till 7 o'clock for The Guide. That's going to be taking place in the morning. Joe Hayden with the latest news on upcoming events taking place in Lincolnshire. Following that, the Midweek Drive will be live on Siren Radio from 8 o'clock. Alex Lefchuk and the gang, make sure that you're around for that one, keeping you up to date on all the travel news and what's going on in the world come the morning. You never know how it's going to change. Non-stop music then from 10 until 1. And at 1 p.m. we've got Caitlin Rose in the studio with the Whovian Princess Showcase, a brand new show here on Siren Radio. Definitely one to check out. If you can't stay up to listen to the classic rock show tonight, although I do urge you to do so, it will be repeated at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Following that is another little project of mine, the Local Music Spotlight. It's been getting an amazing response so far. So many local musicians have been getting in touch, sending in their music. We've been building a community hub of local musicians sharing their music on the airwaves, making Siren Radio your destination for locally produced music and really putting the spotlight on you. Find out more on our website, www.sirenonline.co.uk, and if you've got music that you want to send to us, it's localspotlight@sirenonline.co.uk. That's where you need to email to. Drive Time on Thursday from 5 p.m. Following that is the Past Prologue, 7 o'clock. The History Guys, Dr. Finn Pollard and guests from Lincoln School of History and Heritage discuss a wide range of topics. Then it's the Rock Train, completing your evening. This has been Legends on Siren Radio. We've been paying tribute to Buddy Holly. And we're going to end one from the Crickets. Buddy Holly and the Crickets, Don't Ever Change. Stay tuned to Siren Radio.
You never wear a stitch of lace, and powder's never on your face. You're always wearing jeans, except on Sunday. But please don't ever change. Change.
just the way you are. You don't know the latest dance, but when it's time to make romance, your kiss is letting me know you're not a tomboy. So please don't ever change. No, don't you ever change. Oh, promise me you're always gonna be as sweet as you are. Seen, know how to treat guys mean, but you would rather die than ever hurt me. So please don't ever change. No, don't you ever change. Oh, promise me you're always gonna be as sweet as you are.
Don't you just hate Mondays? The weekend is over and you have another stressful week ahead. Well, unfortunately, we can't change that. But what we can do is give you a top-class evening of entertainment and tunes to unwind to. So join me, Kai Valentine, and a musical guest from the local area every Monday from 10 p.m. until midnight on Siren Radio, as we sit back, relax, and chill.
Siren Radio.
Siren.
A fresh sound for Lincoln.
FM.
FM.
Online.
Online.
Mobile.
Mobile.
This is.
This is.
Siren Radio.